Hello and welcome to WNC Original Music, episode 101, the Statistical Survey episode. This episode is totally dedicated to part two of Represented, which is the WNC Musicians for Change compilation in support of voting rights and voting access. It's going to be a long episode because I'm just going to play every song on the compilation that hasn't already been played on a previous episode, which means less talking from me. I know a lot of people are going to be happy about that. I could name them, but I won't. They know who they are. And I want to remind you that you can find the compilation at wncoriginalmusic.bandcamp.com. And the compilation for voting rights is there, as well as the compilation in support of racial justice. All of those songs are free. They are some really just fantastic songs from lots of Western North Carolina musicians and a few songs from my friends from all across the country. This episode is coming out just a few days before the 2020 election, so I want to encourage you to vote if you haven't already, and I want to encourage you to encourage people to vote if you haven't already. I've noticed that everywhere you look, someone is telling you to vote, and that's because it's important. This is not something kind of silly like people encouraging you to use cilantro or to buy your music on vinyl. This is our country and our world, and this is our history and our future. So get out there and vote. But first, listen to this music. First up is Phantom X. Phantom X's music is fast and loud, and their live shows are hypnotic and high energy. Part of their voting statement they sent is, if your vote wasn't important and you thought your vote didn't matter, then they wouldn't be trying so hard to block it. And believe me, they are trying to block it. People don't want you to vote for some reason. I don't get it. Anyway, here is Phantom X.
Stumble.
You can find Phantom X at www.phantomx.band. Next up, we have Josh Gray. Josh has lived all over the country, both coasts and in between, but now he calls Nashville, Tennessee home. I'm not going to try to quote him here, but I really love this next song. I love the lyrics. I already said something about that before, but I love the lyrics in this. I love the way they, it sounds trite, but the way they rhyme, but they also mean something. And it's just a great song. So I'm just going to let you listen to it. You can find Josh at joshgraymusic.com. Here is Josh Gray.
We care about our neighbors instead of asking for their papers and think about what we do to this world. 'Cause human life's more precious than a blood diamond necklace or any flag that's ever been unfurled. It's time to climb from beneath the covers and stand up for each other in this, the hour of truth. When you opt for silence, those swallowed by violence won't be there when it comes for you. Oh, my friend, ain't a sad song. Keep marching, though the road is long, we'll prevail. Love is strong. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's always darkest before the dawn. Another mass killing celebrity villain on the TV screen. They won't call him a terrorist. We all get the gist. It ain't in line with their white supremacy. We vote in these leaders and watch them impede us every step of the way. Self-serving cowards growing empowered with cash from the NRA. Oh, my friend, this ain't a sad song. Keep marching. Thank you. representation and gender deserves equality. You ain't saving souls, trying to control the lives of those you've never seen. Let's stop arresting for minor possession if this is the land of the free. Ban private prisons that enslave millions because they don't look like me. Oh, my friend, this ain't a sad song. Keep marching, though the road is long, we'll prevail. For love is strong. It's always darkest before the dawn.
When we first started putting together this compilation, even before we started putting it together, I knew there was one song that I wanted to be on it. I had recorded Nick Mack almost 2 years ago for the podcast, and he had a song on the podcast recording that I thought would fit great with this. So I texted him and asked him about it, and he was gracious enough to let me use it. You can find Nick at nickmackmusic.com. And with the song We Need More Love, here is Nick Mack.
You have the right to bear arms. Why do you need a power gun? See, I've shot some buck back in my day, 2 rounds at most, and there it lay. And I'm not saying we don't deserve the right to protect our families from evil things. Some people spit
see evil have its way. And I know it's tough, but it just don't sound right. And it hurts so bad to hear someone say, send them all back, who cares if they live or die. Yeah, we need more love and a lot less hate. You don't need no gun to sing Amazing Grace. Yeah, we need more trust in God and faith. And we say it's His plan, we're ready to die. Yet we cling so hard to things that take these lives. And I hate to say it, but some of you are confused. Yet God loves everybody, not just me and you. Some black and brown, not just so red, white and blue. Yeah, we need more love and a lot less hate. Yeah, the God I know won't see that.
Couldn't Be Happier's wrote this song while they were in lockdown. It's about the pandemic, but it's about just our whole worldwide situation. Make sure to follow them on social media. Go to the website couldn'tbehappiers.com. Not the Couldn't Be Happiers. It's Couldn't Be Happiers. Probably a legal dispute. I don't know. But anyway, they have a really great video for this song. So again, look for that on their website and social media. Here with Panic Now, Couldn't Be Happiers.
Now is not the time to panic.
At what point is it completely irresponsible to drive to work like it's not all going to hell? When you're wagging, naked, running, screaming fire, can't you morons hear the alarm bells? Probably not beneath the sound of your own voice. I'm wasting time screaming into the void. Destroying your hope. I'll be standing on the sidewalk, shaking my head. Such a shame, such a shame. I told you so. Sadly, in this scenario, all likely us will have more to go. Worth it.
Want to remind you that you can get all of these songs from the compilation at wncoriginalmusic.bandcamp.com. All the songs are free. You don't have to donate. In fact, if you want to donate somewhere, there are links in the songs themselves, places you can donate to support voting rights. Rather you do that than pay for the songs directly, and then we have to like shuffle money around and stuff like that. I don't want to do that. Next is another song that has been on the podcast before. It's from Catherine O'Shea with her guest, DeBrissa McKinney. This was recorded during Catherine O'Shea's podcast episode recording, where she had a bunch of her friends, both as members of the audience, and also a bunch of them came up and sang duets, and some played musical instruments as well. Here are Catherine O'Shea and DeBrissa McKinney. Bonnie Dagger are an Asheville-based rock band, indie rock, and they are very good, and they are performing fairly regularly recently, even with the pandemic, doing a lot of live streams and that sort of thing. But the thing I really want to talk to you about is Pockets of Underground Sound, and that is an event that happens every week or so, and the lead singer of Bonnie Dagger, Pockets of, puts on a live stream show that just highlights Asheville area underground music. So make sure to check that out, Pockets of Underground Sound. OV is spelled with an O-V, just like you would if you weren't so susceptible to peer pressure. You can find that on Facebook. Here is Bonnie Dagger.
Goodbye to tomorrow. Goodbye to today. Hi, this is Sally with Black Tar Roses, and you're listening to WNC Original Music.
Taylor Maxson is a gifted singer-songwriter, but he also recently single-handedly built a very impressive stone structure in his backyard. So I can't show that on the podcast, but email him or message him and ask him about it. You can find Taylor's music at taylormaxson.bandcamp.com. Here's Taylor Maxson.
Garbage truck groaning. America was waking to the times we're clinging on to nostalgia. It was a morbid operation just to rise again and lace up my shoes. I looked into the TV at a clusterfuck of breaking news. Something is awry, can I name it? It's a feeling so new. A dream of metamorphosis, a dream from deep within a cocoon. And I finally get the breakfast, baby. It's so sour, it tastes well. I'll need my cereal well fortified with vitamins and Ritalin pills. Did I wake up in the wrong generation? I'd be better off just staying in bed. I need to feel like I feel like I know what is right tonight. Is my next door neighbor in her yard, defending like a soldier her position and good graces with God. Everything is perfect, a sprinkler reaches near and far, and I'm turning from my driveway into angry herds of oncoming cars. New condos are descending into skies dark and biblical. I can't sleep in the city when I find myself in conference rooms, fueling up on mindless office coffee drivel. Always a sham. In the weight of strange relations is a fleecing boy, but I'm no lamb. Thinking in the wrong generation, like a paper boat out in a monsoon. I wanna feel like I know what to fight. I think I'm in the wrong generation. I'm a leather chair in a quiet room where I can feel like I know what to write tonight. Wrong day in the wrong generation. It's a long day in the wrong situation. It's a wrong day in the wrong generation. It's a long day in the wrong situation.
The Get Right Band has actually been inspirational to me in the Get Out the Vote effort. They are posting a lot of stuff and have been posting a lot about voting and voting rights and Get Out the Vote effort for several months now. And every time I look on their social media, get a new idea about something or get an interesting new website to look at, make sure to go and follow them on social media or visit their page, the Get Right Band. Here is the Get Right Band. He's a one-man music machine. He plays all the instruments. He does all the producing. He's got his own studio. He's got his own band. He plays solo. He plays with other people. He knows all the right people. He likes all the right music. He's Andrew Thelston. You can find him at andrewthelstonband.com. Here's Andrew Thelston. I know.
I know when I'm feeling there.
Jim Swayze came in second in last year's Brown Bag Songwriting Competition, a very famous songwriting competition in Western North Carolina. He's got a new album out called Paddle to the Moon, so look for that. We'll have links in the episode notes. It features several Asheville musicians accompanying him. Not me. Guess he didn't need glockenspiel. You can find him on jimswayze.com, at jimswayze.com, at on with. Just go to jimswayze.com. Here's Jim Swayze. Matthew Geary is a solo artist from the Philadelphia area, and when we started this compilation effort for getting out the vote, I asked everyone to send a voting statement. I really like Matt's voting statement. It goes like this. The three poisons are as follows. Anger, ignorance, and greed. Vote to remove hate and anger. Vote to remove ignorance. Start trusting science again. And vote to remove greed. I think that says a lot about where we are in the world today and a lot about why you should be voting. Here's Matt Geary. Now, to contrast with that, Asheville's most open secret, Val Ravney. Landon Gray is my podcast nemesis because he does a much better show in Eastern North Carolina, and it's on video, so it's just a little better just in that sense. But we put that animosity aside for this cause. He's also a very talented musician. You can find him on Instagram at Lando Gray. That's L-A-N-D-O-G-R-A-Y, no apostrophe. He's not a butter company. And the last line of his voting statement was, our actions have consequences, as do our inactions. And that is a great way to think about it, especially if you are considering not voting this year. Here's Landon Gray.
What's that sound you hear all around the world, and especially here? It's the lies they've told, just to cash in on the souls they've sold. But at last, in fear, the day has come and the truth is here. All the rest, they guess, hope to make it out of Trump's fucking mess. Cause they're playing their games with imaginary numbers on the New York Stock Exchange. Kiss your family, friends, cause I don't know if this is the end, but it's been good, it's been great, but a shame we couldn't erase all that hate. They did their best, may safe word to put all the poor in the fucking dirt. Cause they're playing their games with imaginary numbers on the New York Stock Exchange. Cause they're playing their games with their imaginary numbers on the New York Stock Exchange. Playing their games with their imaginary numbers on the New York Stock Exchange.
Chris Titchener is a singer-songwriter from Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown. And he put out a really great voting statement. It's a lot longer than I can repeat here, but he talked a little bit about how one vote really can make a difference. And sometimes it doesn't seem that way because it's very rare that any election is won by a single vote. And when it is, it's usually like a small election for mayor or something like that. But what does happen is it just takes a few votes to trigger or deny a recount. Or in some elections, the write-in votes aren't even counted unless it's close enough with the regular votes. But also don't discount those small elections. It's important who your mayor is. It's important who your city council and county commissioners are. In some ways, it's even more important. They might have a larger influence on your day-to-day life, but in the future, those are the people who are going to be running for higher office. So those people you vote in to your county boards and your state legislatures, they're the people who are going to be running the whole country in about 5 to 10 years. So take those elections seriously, and those elections are where your vote matters even more than in the national elections. What were we talking about? Oh, music. That's right. Here's Chris Titchener.
Well, you're only hearing what it is I want you to. Trade tasty fiction for distasteful facts. Like with magicians, it's the hidden hand that's fooling you. You're distracted so that you won't react. And if I just deny it long enough, the questions go away. And it matters more how I look than what I've got to say. Turn the TV on. It hits you just like Novocaine. Lets you confuse what is and isn't true. No use in worrying about the things that you can't change. Plug yourself and we'll take good care of you. Cast your votes for TV shows, but please stay home election day. Keep you from thinking what you shouldn't be thinking. Go ahead and convince yourself that you are only dreaming. 'Cause this great land of ours was built on dreams. Needing constant stimulation, you change the channels at the slightest pause. Fear and illusion work much stronger than intimidation. We'll mask intention with protection laws. We'll read your mail, we'll
Okay, that's it. The day I'm releasing this is the last day of early voting in North Carolina, and the Tuesday following the release is the big national, state, and local elections. But if you're hearing this later, you can still continue to listen to this music, which you can find at wncoriginalmusic.bandcamp.com. It's all free. And also you can subscribe to the podcast at wncoriginalmusic.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I want to really thank everyone who contributed to this. They are all just great and wonderful people. Everybody was just even more helpful than I could have asked for. I want to encourage you to go to that website, wncoriginalmusic.bandcamp.com, and share those people's music with your friends and family. Whatever happens with the election, try to remember that there is more that unites us than divides us, and that even people you disagree with sometimes have the best intentions. Listening to someone doesn't mean you're agreeing with or endorsing them. It just means you're trying to understand where they're coming from. And that's no matter where you are in regards to politics or any other situation. I don't do that myself, but I've heard of it being done. And people really, you know, they say it works well. That's it for now. Don't forget to go and vote. Have a good week.
Vote when November come around.